Hotcakes for Hospice is taking place on this Sunday, and it will be at the Fraser Boatyard right next to the Matson Lower Harbor Park. So a beautiful place to come and have breakfast right by the lake. We're going to have an amazing, amazing menu. Hotcakes, French toast, sausage, strawberries, blueberry sauce, real maple syrup.
Easy, Mike. Easy, Mike.
Am I drooling? Yeah.
We should be. It sounds great.
Yeah, it's
sounds
an amazing
great.
Lineup. Orange juice, coffee, all that kind of great stuff. So we'll start serving at 8 a.m. We'll serve until 11:30, or we'll keep going if people are still
people are
line.
Showing up.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that's good. Yeah. So as everybody knows, it's Art on the Rocks weekend as well. So come on down, get some breakfast, go see the art. Great opportunity.
There's a lot going on in the area there, and that's really something that's a nice part of it. But really, the idea, I mean, is this the first one? Have you done this a couple times before? What's the history?
This is the first. Yeah, this is the first one for us. We have a couple of amazing volunteers who came to us with this idea and just said, you know, we want to put on this event, and how could we say no? So, we are just starting to kind of get into more fundraising opportunities for Lake Superior Hospice. We are a not-for-profit organization. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, this will be our first go at it, and I think it'll be a big success.
Well, it's a good way to get out and support the organization. I'm sure that you'll also have some information there that if people have questions about your services and perhaps utilizing those, that you'll have that there as well.
Absolutely. We'll have an information table, and several of our staff will be there to answer questions, just tell you a little bit more about the agency and hospice services in general. So you can come on down and get information about that too.
Again, the hours are when to when?
8 a.m. to 11:30. You can purchase tickets in advance. So we have them available at Lake Superior Hospice on Barraga Avenue. You can also purchase them at Downtown Eye Care. And they're $12 for adults, $5 for kids. Children 5 and under are by donation only.
Mm-hmm. So all the proceeds raised will go into your programs, which I'm sure are wide-ranging series of expenses, even from what your agency has to travel to visit with folks and services and all of that, I'm sure.
Right. So this fundraiser is specifically for our patient care fund.
Okay.
We have oftentimes needs for patients and families that are not covered by their insurance or Medicare and that are simply just outside the means of the family. You know, it may be specific drugs that aren't covered but are really specific to that patient. It may be certain medical supplies or equipment. It may be that a family member really wants to come and see their loved one and simply can't afford to get here. So there are all kinds of needs like that. So we do have a patient care fund, and all of the funds from this fundraiser will go into that fund. So it goes directly to our patients and their families.
We continue on with Carol Carr, the CEO of Lake Superior Hospice. We're talking about the fundraiser coming up this Sunday called Hotcakes for Hospice. We'll get into the details of that a little bit more. But Carol, let's talk a little bit about Lake Superior Hospice. You mentioned you're a nonprofit agency. Tell us a little bit about the agency, what you do, and some of the services that you have.
We are. We're the area's only nonprofit hospice. We serve all of Marquette County and parts of Alger County. Mm-hmm. We've been around for over 30 years. We're actually the oldest existing nonprofit hospice in the state of Michigan. So we serve about 150 patients per year, about 30 to 35 patients at any one time. And we provide end-of-life services for patients as well as families, and then bereavement services for families for up to 13 months after their loved one has died. So it's sort of an all-encompassing program. Mm-hmm. We're experts at pain management, symptom control, sort of just working with families during that really difficult time, you know, answering all the needs at that end of life.
Yeah, and you and I were talking before we got back on the air, and my impression, Carol, was that it was you're mainly dealing with the patient, but you're definitely dealing with families as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, oftentimes we look at end of life like you do the beginning of life. You know, there are so many emotions that are involved. The whole family is involved. Caregivers, you know, loved ones. And emotions run high, and people are going through a lot. So our team is, we definitely do have a team approach. We have social workers on staff, as well as physicians, nurses, home health aides, and chaplains. So we're there to answer all of the needs of the family, not just medical needs, but spiritual and emotional needs.
If people can't make it to this particular event on Sunday, how could they find out more about your agency?
You know, they can go to our website, lakesuperiorhospice.org. They're welcome to give us a call at any time. We do have a huge volunteer team. One thing a lot of people don't know about hospice is we're actually mandated by Medicare to provide at least 5% of our patient hours through volunteers. So we have a huge volunteer program, and we offer comprehensive volunteer trainings twice a year. Our volunteers do everything from friendly visits with patients to we had a team of volunteers who just went and built a wheelchair ramp at someone's home. So, you know, they help out in the office. We have a team of volunteers who come and do landscaping. You know, they do a little bit of everything.
So folks get involved on that end of it, too,
absolutely,
if they were interested.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, you've got a great fundraiser coming up this weekend. Let's recap that again for folks that are just joining us. What's happening, when and where?
Hot Cakes for Hospice is happening on this Sunday. It will be at the Fraser Boatyard, right next to Matson Lower Harbor Park, 8 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Pancakes, French toast, strawberries, blueberries, real maple syrup.
Bacon.
Sausage. Look at the smile over there on you. That's what I like.
All kinds of wonderful food.
And I'm assuming tickets will be available there at the door, too.
Tickets will be available at the door. You can purchase tickets in advance at Downtown Eye Care or at Lake Superior Hospice. Mm-hmm. You know, feel free to give us a call or an email. We can get tickets to you, but you can purchase tickets at the door. They're $12 for adults, $5 for children, and kids 5 and under are just by donation.